Well, she's at it again. And when she says, don't lie to me, she means it. Judge Jeanine Pirro here on the program. Judge, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Don't lie to me and stop trying to steal our freedom, your latest effort here. And so much going on, Judge. I just have to get you to weigh in here on so much. Let's start with the Biden laptop. No denials anywhere. When you look at this story unfolding, but the media's circling their wagons to protect Joe Biden, who, by the way, has gone underground for the next several days. What do you make of the Hunter Biden laptop scandal?
Well, you know, it's real easy. I've been a prosecutor, judge, and DA for 30 years. This is a crime family. What you've got are the Bidens going through Europe with a vacuum cleaner, sucking up money from the Ukraine to Kazakhstan to Russia and then China, billions in China, leveraging our money, Joe Biden himself. I'm not even talking about his son. Joe Biden leveraging our American dollars, $1 billion, saying if you don't take the prosecutor off the company that's investigating the company that my son is on, then we're not going to give you $1 billion. To me, that's extortion. And where does Joe Biden come off getting involved in who's prosecuting who in another country? And then he's so stupid, the man talks about it. I mean, this is a look, Joe Biden for 47 years hasn't done anything. And I think everyone knows that. But what he has done is he's filled the pockets of his family. His brother, with no experience, is building homes in Saudi Arabia with government contracts. I mean, Americans should be disgusted with this. He is a classic example of the swamp, how these people go in with barely, enough money to fill a disclosure form, and they come out millionaires and billionaires.
Let me ask you this.
Disgusting.
Judge Jeanine, let me ask you this, because one of the signatures on one of the documents that has come to light is an FBI agent that specializes in child pornography and human trafficking and so forth. It appears in one of the documents here that has come to light, and it posed the question, because we know there are 40,000 emails, thousands and thousands of text messages, plus videos and still photographs that are, well, sexual, graphically sexual
yes.
in nature, we're told.
Yes.
Having that FBI agent signature, who we know has worked almost exclusively in child pornography, does that raise a red flag that there's something here even more sinister?
Yes, it does. And I'm not afraid to say it. Look, there is something going on here that is sinister, that involves children, that involves child pornography. I'm not going to jump out ahead of it, but it will unfold in the next few days. And that the mainstream media refuses to cover it is yet another example of how the mainstream media is trying to direct how we vote. What they want is Joe Biden, and they want a socialist country. We've got Black Lives Matter, the organization, which is a Marxist organization that hates the nuclear family and capitalism. We've got a government with the pandemic telling us we can and cannot, we can't go to church, but we can. If we want to protest in the thousands, we can buy booze and weed, but don't you dare go to church.
Sure.
Look, this 37. Is the precipice that America is on, and whether it is the mainstream media who are in cahoots with the left,
right.
doesn't matter. People have to see what's going on.
Yeah. 37 million people a week can go to a Walmart store. You would think we could go to church. At any rate, let me ask you this. This computer, because I want to stay with us for a bit, because you have spent your life as a prosecutor, as a judge. Where is Christopher Wray? He has had this laptop. It was seized by the FBI December 2019. We've heard nothing. Where is Christopher Wray? Where is Bill Barr? What is going on? How could you have not had disclosure about this? Anthony Weiner's laptop, from James Comey's perspective, was revealed to the American people within a couple of days that they knew what they were dealing with. Why are
right.
do you, let me quite
right.
simply, do you trust Christopher Wray? Yes or no?
Absolutely not. I called for his firing months ago on my show. There was no question this guy's a member of the swamp. There's no question that Christopher Wray has no use for Donald Trump or anyone around him. Look, all you need to do is see what we saw with the Comey struck takedown or attempted takedown of a president. And all those FBI agents stayed there while under Christopher Wray's watch. They actually lied in front of Congress when they said, oh, yeah, everything is the way they said it was, when they had evidence it was just the opposite. Christopher Wray needs to go. I suspect he's not going to go until the president is reelected. But he is not someone that we can trust. Look, they don't want Donald Trump because he represents us. The mainstream media, Christopher Wray, the FBI, the fact that no one is in jail when they lied to a FISA court, when they lied before Congress and the American people, when Hillary Clinton and her organized criminal enterprise parading around as a charity, she's still, there isn't even any kind of sanction against her or her foundation.
Sure. What about Bill Barr?
The FBI is not doing their job.
What about Bill Barr? Who can bring this information forward? Who can tell us? First of all, it's very telling to me, Judge Jeanine Pirro here, it's very telling to me, Judge, no denials, not from Joe Biden, not from the Biden camp, not from Biden world, about no denials at all about this laptop being valid and real and authentic. So who brings it to us? Is it Bill Barr? Who does this in a timely fashion?
The only person who can do it is Bill Barr. And the fact that they haven't denied it. Look, they didn't even deny from the beginning anything about this. You know, when big tech didn't want us to see any of this and they said, oh, it was hacked. The Bidens didn't come out. Hunter didn't come out and say this was hacked. Look, they're not denying it. They're not alleging anything. They're not talking about it. They're just counting down to make sure November 3rd comes before anybody asks them any questions. And the American people need to be smart enough to know that not only is there corruption going on here in terms of billions of dollars to the Biden family, but also but also there's something sinister in the child pornography, whatever it is, on that computer. And it's about Joe Biden.
Yeah,
don't
there's something
tell me
there.
Joe Biden's a nice guy. Joe Biden's not a nice guy. Running over to Ukraine by his own words, getting involved in telling another country to fire a prosecutor and using our money to leverage it. Who is he? How would we like it if someone came over here and said, you're not getting any money, United States, unless you fire, the Bill Barr?
Let me ask you one more thing.
What is their interest?
Judge Jeanine, let me ask you one more thing. Because we've only got about 30 seconds left, but after yesterday's decision, I want your opinion in 30 seconds on Judge John Roberts, Chief Justice John Roberts.
Chief Justice John Roberts has never been my favorite. Chief Justice John Roberts has turned coat quite a bit, and I think time will tell us about John Roberts.
Yeah, the decision yesterday on the Pennsylvania... John Roberts siding with the liberals yesterday to allow Pennsylvania to count votes for 3 days after the election, I find remarkably unsettling. And John Roberts has apparently gone a different direction. So the new book by Judge Jeanine, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word, Judge.
All right. Look, they've been lying to us for years. And if it weren't for Donald Trump, we wouldn't even know they were lying. They're stealing our freedom from making us speak politically correct or else we lose our job. They're threatening to take our guns, saying the Constitution doesn't matter. They're stopping us from going to church. If you want to live in a country where you're locked down but the borders are open, police are defunded, and they take away your gun, then vote for Joe Biden. But if you want freedom, you've
vote
got
for
to
Trump.
With Donald Trump.
The brand new book, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. Judge Jeanine Pirro, thank you so much.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.